Blog Talk Radio.
Oye, Tony, avanza con 7, no con 9. Tira, tira, que Capicuelo que viene.
Oye, mi gente, this is the Urban Jíbaro, and you're tuned in to Radio Capicu, the first Latino talk show on the internet, on Block Talk Radio.
500 años hemos sufrido la opresión de nuestra raza, pero aquí, entre nosotros, vamos a parar ese desmadre. Porque esta tierra es de nosotros, sangre por sangre, blood in, blood out.
¿Qué pasa, mi gente? This is George Torres, and you're listening to the Capicu Show here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a very special edition of Blog Talk Radio. This is our Rebuilding the Community special broadcast to help you get information on the current hurricane relief efforts in New York City, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. I'm joined by La Boricua Goddess, who has been helping me out the last couple of days, co-host the show. What's up, Boricua?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. A little tired, but we're good. We're going to be all right.
Yeah. I'm like that too right now. I'm still trying to wake up, kind of like rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
But okay, ready.
You ready? All right. So there's a couple of things that before we get started, I just want to give out a couple of quick resources. First of all, obviously, you are on blogtalkradio.com/radiocapicu. This is our normal channel for our regular Monday shows that come on at 8 o'clock. I'm sorry, 9 o'clock on Monday nights. These our shows are normally topic-based shows. Related to Latino community efforts and issues, where we have, you know, open dialogue and discussion with our community. Today is a continuation of yesterday's show, and today's show is specifically geared towards allocating resources. We had said originally that we were going to do this show at 8 o'clock every single day until further notice. Based on what I'm seeing today, it looks like many of the people that we needed to coordinate have gotten where they need to be. It looks like we'll be able to not have another one of these shows unless something big happens, unless there are incredible updates that we need to get out to the public immediately. It looks like today will be the last show as far as the emergency shows are concerned. We will be back next Monday, not this Monday, but next Monday, back for a regular show. Our number here is 646-716-7745. Like I said yesterday, we did a solid 2 hours of nothing but talk, no breaks, and we just put out a lot of information. So I guess the first thing I wanted to go through today is kind of update people on some of the information that we had yesterday. There were two main things that were topics that we talked about pretty thoroughly, but they turned out not to be true. So I just want to go over those very quickly. The first one is the $300 emergency paper food stamp grant that was advertised all over Twitter and Facebook. Turns out that that is not true. That is not true. There is no $300 grant. Every bit of information that you can get about FEMA and their activities are located directly on a website. I'm sorry, I had it here a second ago. I'm working off of two screens, so just give me a... the mobile page is m.fema.org, and then the other one is disaster assistance, is it? Hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry. Disasterassistance.gov is the website that has all information about any type of... assistance that could be applied during an emergency of this magnitude. They're not giving out the $300 in food stamps. Obviously, there's a lot of organizations that are on the ground right now giving free meals and they're feeding people, including the National Guard, Red Cross, lots of local grassroots organizations, local restaurants, etc. But we do not have a $300 FEMA grant for food stamps to compensate for people who cannot use their EBT cards. So I just want to make that very clear. They are, however, giving out people. They are, however, giving out. They're reimbursing people for up to $3,400 worth of food for an individual household, and then up to $2 million for any businesses that lose food, restaurants, and things of you know. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Regroup, George. I just got some disturbing information. I'm sorry. Yeah, so are you there, Lisa? Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, so
okay?
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Nothing, I just got something personal through one of the channels. So basically what's happening is the $300 grant is not available. They are reimbursing for people. If you need any information about anything related to FEMA, it's disasterassistance.gov. There are no positions open in New Jersey for people to come down and work for $1,000 a week. That's another hoax that's been running around the internet. I have some information about the hoaxes and where they originated, and I know that there are people who are looking to prosecute the person responsible for putting out that information because it's erroneous and it's caused a lot of confusion and it's wasted resources. So what I would suggest is looking for a credible source of information like CNN, like any one of the big media companies, Capicu Culture. We're trying to verify everything as much as possible. I'm actually going to the pages and just making sure. One of the clear ways you could see that something may be not true or whatever are any type of resources that don't have a direct link to the website. If you see somebody say, hey, just call this person for a job and whatever, it might not be true. And just, you know, verify it before you post it out there because, you know, obviously you have people running around thinking that they're trying to get a particular resource and it's not available. And it may be a number associated with a different service that may be an issue. So,
yeah, don't call any strange numbers that you see because you just have no idea actually what number you're calling and the type of damage that you can actually do to your cell phone account. If you do call from your cell phone, it could be some kind of gimmick or, you know, just people do anything to try to, like, steal from one another. But if it's not an 800 number, if it's not a FEMA number, you can always verify numbers through Google. Google is great. Any kind of, like, search engine, you can always verify everything. So if it looks funny, then it probably is funny.
Yeah. And then another thing, too, is obviously there's people going around in Long Island. I know there are people going around saying their safety inspectors going over to the homeowners and asking them for a $100 or $150 fee. No emergency crisis worker from the government is going to ask you for any cash. So if somebody comes to your door, just be wary. Just make sure they have the right ID before you let them in your home. There's also been cases of people getting robbed in this New York City. By people who were posing as Con Edison workers. So you got to just be careful. Jaime Maestro just sent me a resource. This resource is actually a website, otda.ny.gov/programs.heap. And HEAP is the Home Energy Assistance Program. HEAP is a federally funded program that issues heating benefits to supplement a household's annual energy cost. They have some emergency benefits available. This was given to us by the Bronx Borough President, from what I understand. He gave us this information to give out. So basically they have an Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance. So they're looking to help people, specifically to have people who are in families or individuals that I guess are disabled or are in an emergency situation. So that website again is otda.ny.gov/programs/heap. And that's a program of New York State. It's a New York State website that has this information. And you can go directly onto that website to get information.
OTDA.ny.
Lisa, you can get the link from our internal group. Jaime just posted it in the last post.
Okay.
So you can grab it from there. I'm sorry. Just really quick, I just want to kind of run through the different types of assistance that are available on the disasterassistance.gov. There's different types of personal needs that it addresses. There's a questionnaire in there that would actually help you out. Hold on one second here. I'm really out of it right now. Here we go, immediate needs. Okay, so they have emergency and food and water information segment. They have an emergency shelter segment and an emergency medical. So basically there are three different pages on that disasterassistance.gov under the disaster information tab that will allow you to get the latest information on resources, shelters, and things of that nature, and who is actually in place in your particular area to help you out. Obviously, the FEMA works very closely with the Salvation Army and the Red Cross, so those are going to be the primary sources of information that's available. All right. So, yeah, so that's that. Just for people who are listening yesterday, we do have that podcast available. It's the feature podcast. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/radiocapicul, it's the first podcast on the top. It's 2 hours full of information. We tried to get as much of that information out there as possible today. I want to thank my team, Boricua Gades, La Sensacion, Jaime, El Maestro, George Acevedo, Papo, Vanessa, who have been amazing at helping me out, and so many other people in Facebook, Twitter, who have been sending us information. So now the most important thing to understand is that yesterday's show was really to help coordinate and get people on the ground. The reason why we don't have a lot of information or a lot of updates and whatnot in terms of drop-off locations and everything is because a lot of these people are currently in those spaces right now trying to figure out and get logistically up together. If you go to Facebook.com and you search Capicul Culture, our Facebook page will be basically a drop box for pretty much any information that we get in that's legitimate, that we verified. So we will definitely get that information out to you. Just give me 1 second because I'm working on something here. There is a website available to people in Long Island. I want to go over this really quick because there's a lot of great information on this website. The website is longislandsandy.crowdmap.com, and this was put together by a couple of our friends over at LI Tweetup. Basically, what they've done is they put together a place where people could report in and pretty much share resources. So I'm going to go over some of the resources that are out there right now. Right now in Long Island, Dwayne Reed has a national flood insurance program. They opened a mobile disaster recovery center. From what I understand, the mobile disaster recovery center is a place that will help you get access or get pointed in the right direction to get any type of resources that you need in the moment. It's basically like a triage type of a situation where they get the information to you that you need to get in immediately in that particular area. Breezy Point, St. Francis de Sales Parish is actually looking for food and clothing donations at the Rockaway Boulevard Bell Harbor location. This is a trusted drop-off location. This is verified by Jeff Namnum. You could bring the donations directly to St. Francis Church. The website for them is www.stfrancisdesales, that's DESALES, parish.org. And they're a church located right in Breezy Point. For those of you who do not remember, Breezy Point was one of the neighborhoods that completely burned down to the ground during the hurricane. More than 100 houses were burned to the ground. So that's like a whole neighborhood that's completely disseminated. So the few people that are there are in really bad shape. It's one of the worst hit areas in our area. Moving along, in the Nassau County area, we have Island Harvest is currently utilizing all their drop-offs and different restaurants and things of that nature to help get donations for people that are in need. The first one is their Uniondale warehouse. The Uniondale warehouse is open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you have any questions about how you can get food, non-perishable food, or prepared food to Island Harvest for immediate distribution, you can contact them at 631-873-4775. You could also look them up on Facebook. The organization is called Island Harvest. They provide food to people who are hungry in Long Island. They also have a Mineola office, and their Mineola office is the same phone number, but they have a Mineola office. Will be open to take monetary donations. So that is another location that's open. The Bridge Nazarene Church is another verified source. They're going to be actually doing something a little bit different. They put together what's called a warming center. And the warming center is basically food and games, place to bring the kids to kind of hang out and everything. After their service tomorrow, Sunday, they will have, you know, just some activities to keep the families busy. You could drop off donations at this location. You could charge your Wi-Fi devices and your phones. It's obviously a heat source. They need volunteers, and this is actually a trusted report that's, again, verified by Jeff Namnum and Mo Crockmall and those guys from LI Tweetup. This location is 1 Norwood Avenue in Malvern, New York, area code 11565. So, Lisa, do you have anything for me, Lisa?
No, I'm just putting in the room the information for the free gas that they were saying, that there was free mobile gas trucks that was dispatched to New York in the different areas.
Yeah, they're supposed to be making another announcement tomorrow. Basically, what happened with the free gas is that the White House purchased, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 million gallons of gas to be distributed to the emergency places, and they had one right around the corner from my house here. Basically, they were giving 10 gallons of gas to each vehicle for free. They were gassing cars directly from the truck, so there was no gas station needed or whatever. There were long lines and everything, obviously, but each truck that was disseminated to different areas were able to handle anywhere between 500 to 600 vehicles. So that's a great big pressure off of all the different issues we've had with gas, where people were, you know, pretty much fighting. There's been arrests made. There's been people assaulted. There's been a lot of craziness happening at the gas stations. So if you don't need to be out, don't be out. The gas situation will be fixed in a day or two. Remember, we're on the weekend, and this just happened. So if you, like right now, I have 3/4 of a tank of gas. I'm not rushing out to get gas. I'm fine. For a day or two, and you know, I'm hopeful that by the time I start needing gas, that there will be a location available. George Acevedo just.
Yes, I was just gonna say that.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Go to that, and I'll come back to something else.
Oh, okay. Well, George Acevedo, he is in the room right now, and he is reporting that FEMA has opened the mobile assistance center in Edgewater Park, assisting the residents of the East Bronx in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, and the center will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. beginning Sunday, which is tomorrow, November 4th. And they will be on site for at least, I don't know what he did cut off. It'll be on site for a while. Just report to the center at 8 o'clock between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. There's another bit of information that I wanted to share. It kind of hits close to home because it is just a block away from my house. But I have a couple of people down in the Lower East Side in LES, Manhattan, in the Compos Park area. They have gotten together with Leslie Ross of Diaz y Flores Community Garden. That is on the Lower East Side. They have started. I'm just going to read what he put. She's already started recruiting volunteers to come assist with the cleanup and restoring the Compost Community Center. We're trying to get our after-school and youth development back on track after this disaster. Compost Center was hit the worst of all community centers in the Lower East Side. So what they're doing here is they need help. And anyone interested in going down to Compost to start this Monday, November 5th, to assist with the cleanup efforts can call 917-582-2000. 2431. There's a lot of background noise. Sounds like you're doing dishes.
I thought I was on mute. My bad.
That's Vanessa. Vanessa was just joining us.
Okay.
I'll come back to Vanessa in a minute.
Okay, Campos. All right, so Campos on the Lower East Side. That's just below 14th Street. And, again, the number is 917-582-2431. Gatho, I assume, is the one that you can speak with. We will need additional cleaning gloves, brooms, mops, buckets, rags, bleach, and other cleaning detergents, etc. If you have any of this stuff and want to donate, please drop off at Compo Center, 611 East 13th Street, between Avenues B and C. It's on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Or they will find a way to pick it up from you if you can absolutely not get down there. And they thank you very much. This is going to be a big job. It was hit the hardest. I saw it as it was happening. It's incredible down there. The loss is great. And so we just really need to get together. Once again, 917-582-2431. As for Dassel.
All right. My next piece of information is actually Capicu had a scheduled show at Long Island University of CW Post Campus in Brooksville, New York. That show has been canceled. That show was headlining Bonafide Rojas, Peggy Robles Alvarado, and also featured Fraternidad Cultural Pasión Boliviana, which is a Bolivian dance troupe. And on that note, the people in the Bolivian community are asking generous people to contribute to the collection that the Fraternidad Cultural Pasión Boliviana is starting to benefit those affected by Hurricane Sandy in the Rockaway Queens area. They're collecting water, blankets, canned food in coordination with Senator Jose Peralta, who's their local senator. For more information or to donate items, please contact Sandy Galia, 917-685-9317. Mrs. Candy Luna, 347-870-0407. Leanne Ramirez, 347-857-5702. Wagner Ramirez, 917-569-9425. Donations can be dropped off in the following locations. In Astoria, you could drop it off at the Yes Hair Studio. That's on 3118 C Broadway and 32nd Street. The number there is 718-706-9726. You could also go to Jackson Heights, the Good Guy Hobby Store, 8205 Roosevelt Avenue on the corner of 82nd Street, right off of the 7 train. And then in Corona, you could also drop off at 40-15 95th Street on the corner of Roosevelt Avenue. It doesn't give me a name of the business, though. But this is a verified location. This is an organization that we, Capicu, have a relationship with. This is a trusted source of donations. For people interested in getting information on information on the Twitter, you could also look for hashtags Sandy, hashtags Radio Capicu, and hashtags Rebuild NYC are some of the hashtags that have very valuable information that we're drawing from. Do you have anything else, Lisa, over there?
Actually, no, I'm just searching through my resources for some new information. And I'm coming across a lot of stuff that's actually a hoax, and it's kind of sad. I'm trying to let people know.
Yeah. All right. Really important. Somebody on the staff is actually in the chat room, logged in under the company login, and it's actually throwing the chat off. So if everybody could just please refresh, you should be able to get back in the chat room, and whoever's logged in, just log out and log in under a different name so that we don't have that, because otherwise it affects the quality of the broadcast. It messes up the boards here. So if you could just log off.
I'm seeing some of George Acevedo's stuff. I didn't see any interruption of any sort. Should I go ahead and refresh?
You can refresh, because I'm getting a notice here that somebody else is logged in with the same username I am. And since we sometimes different people have access to the board, I just want to make sure it's not affecting the quality of what you're putting out there. I think Papo's going to actually be calling in a little while to give us some information. But another organization, my friend Mimi Isles, who's working out of Vintic Lounge uptown Manhattan. It's an organization called Uptown Cares. They're collecting clothes, food, and water for their friends in Staten Island. I think that they're done collecting for the day, but they were able to get a couple of truckloads of stuff out of that particular location. So that's good. Who else? We have so much here. And a lot of people, I got a chance to talk to a lot of people today, just one-on-one, and just different leaders of different organizations. And they were on the ground and everything, so they couldn't talk much. But, you know, we just wanted to know that they had the support that they needed. And there was a lot of phone calls that were made on behalf of the team to get people where they needed to be. So I'm very proud of some of the people that, you know, obviously Copy Cool Heads that came through and said that they were willing to help out, and they just went ahead and did it. They're not here right now on the phone, but they're out there where it matters. So that's what's most important. What do we have here? Bronx Storm Relief Update. Okay, so I have a communication here from Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. The Office of the Bronx Borough President is providing the following information to the public regarding the current state of Hurricane Sandy relief in the Bronx. Through the diligent work of elected officials, volunteers, community residents, neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. Regular updates will be available on our office's Facebook and Twitter pages. The Facebook address is www.facebook.com/BronxBP, and the Twitter handle is @RubenDiazJr. Bronx Ruben Diaz has participated in several conference calls with President Obama and the White House regarding relief, discussing specific challenges faced by the Bronx. With the president and his team, the Bronx Borough President and his office have also been in regular contact with Con Edison and FEMA concerning borough relief efforts. As of 1 p.m. this afternoon, Con Edison reports that roughly 2,300 borough customers are without power in the Bronx, of over 23,000 without power, down from the 61,000 earlier in the week. To report down lines and outages, you can still call 800-752-6633. 1-800-752-6633. Please stay away from live wires and report them to Con Edison when you see them. FEMA has opened a mobile assistance center in Edgewater Park, assisting the residents of the East Bronx in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. The center will be open from 8 to 8 beginning Sunday, November 4th. So it's opening tomorrow and will remain on site for at least 2 weeks. Homeowners must first call FEMA to register for assistance before visiting Mobile Assistance Center. And I'm going to give you some information on what you need to go to the Mobile Assistance Center in a couple of minutes. Officials from the Small Business Administration are also on site to apply for assistance for business relief. Visit www.disasterassistance.gov for all the information and requirements of what you're going to need to go to the center to get relief, or call 1-800-462-7585 if you're without internet and you need to do it over the phone. There's also a TTY number for people who need a relay service if they're hearing disabled, 800-621-3361. Please provide the following info: your address, the names of the people in your household, description of the disaster damage, your insurance information, social security number, your phone number, where you could be reached, or a message can be left, and a mailing address. If you need FEMA to send disaster assistance funds to your bank, please provide the FEMA agent, your account type, account number, and routing number. So FEMA is making monies available via direct deposit during this time if you do qualify for one of their disaster programs. This is verified information from the Bronx Borough President Office, from FEMA. This is the same information that's on disasterassistance.gov. So this is not a hoax. This is real information. In addition, FEMA is providing fuel for both cars and gas cans at the Kingsbridge Armory, located at 10 West 195th Street. There's a 10-gallon limit. This was today. I'm not sure if this is going to be the case tomorrow. We will update you on the page and let you know if this is the same information. Councilmember Fernando Cabrera's office is collecting donations of food and clothing at the Kingsbridge Armory. Donations will be accepted throughout the evening. Necessary donations include water, non-perishables, food for adults, babies, blankets, generators, water pumps, non-prescription medication, batteries, and diapers. And one thing that nobody really mentioned, and I was reminded by Marcos Perez from the United Latino Professionals Group, is pet food. There's a lot of pets that are displaced as well, and they're being sheltered at different shelters and whatnot. So if you could bring pet food, if you have pet food laying around your home, or any food that's, you know, that's healthy for a dog or cat to eat, please bring that as well. Our animals definitely need relief at this time as well. What else do we have here? The city, New York City, has opened warming centers in the five boroughs in the Bronx. Those centers can be found in the Bronx House Senior Center on 990 Pelham Parkway, South Rain Boston East, 3450 Boston Road and the Riverdale Y at 5625 Arlington Avenue. A full list of warming centers can be found at nyc.gov when you look at under the warming centers tab in emergency services. Hold on, Ness is texting me. Okay, so we have a New Jersey update on the phone. We have our team member, Team Capicu member, Vanessa, who's going to help us out. ¿Cómo está, Ms. Acevedo?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. We're hanging in there.
So I have a couple of minutes worth of general information for New Jersey. And like I said, if anyone calls in and they want something for a specific county or city, then I'll do my best to look it up.
Because
you
rock
about
like
before.
That?
I'm sorry?
Because you rock like that?
That's right. I'm a research maven. It's my thing. So as far as helpful websites, and I am trying to get phone numbers for each website, but one of the best websites you can go to is ready.nj.gov, and that's the Office of Emergency Management websites, and you can actually get all the county OEM offices as well. The redcross.org is the place to go if you want to look for food, shelter, what have you. Their number is 1-800-733-2767. NJ211.org can also be reached at 877-652-1148, or you can just dial 211. You can also email them at info@nj211.org. Their website is awesome. They have everything from utilities, helpful websites, helpful numbers, counseling information, where the food centers are at, et cetera. If you want to check out FEMA assistance, you can go to disasterassistance.gov, or you can call 1-800-621-3362. As far as utility goes, if you want to report an outage or a dangerous electric situation, Atlantic City Electric is at 1-800-833-7476. PSE&G is at 1-800-436-7734, and JCPL is at 888-544-4877. If you want to get instant text alerts from the state about emergency situations, you can go to nixle.com. That's N-I-X-L-E.com. You can also get transportation info by dialing 511 or going to 511newjersey.org. If you want to get health information, environmental health information, or if you want to report an environmental incident, the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is 877-927-6337. If you are trying to get in touch with your insurance company, there is a main number. You can go to floodsmart.gov, or you can call 1-800-732-5246, and they can help locate your insurance company and give you the information to contact them. If you're looking to give food donations, a program called YouGiveGoods.com, that's YouGiveGoods.com, they actually have 26 programs. You can go on a website and actually put in your donation to a specific center that you want your money to go to, and that money will actually be used to purchase and deliver the food to that center.
Awesome.
And then what I have here is a little bit of personal counseling stuff. If somebody is looking to see what AA meetings are available for North Jersey, that's nnjaa.org. For Central Jersey, that's centraljerseyintergroup.org. And for South Jersey, that's snjaa.org/intergroup. Grief counseling can be looked up at griefspeaks.com. And for houses of worship, churches can be looked up at flockfinder.com. Synagogues can be looked up at njjewishnews.com, and mosques can be looked up at islamicvalley.com. And finally, if you're looking to see what polling sites are open to vote, you can go to state.nj.us website and look for polling sites.
Yeah, and I did get an update about polling sites. The areas hit hardest by the storm will have military Humvees that are going to have polling centers in the back of a truck. From what I understand, they're going to make sure that in places where the schools are being used as shelters, there are polling sites in those areas so that the election is not affected by what's happening with us here in New York and New Jersey. So just, I guess, for that information, I would stay kind of close to your local news. Another bit of information I want you to know is that most of the local stations, not Hot 97 or BLS or any of those, but some of the local, like Long Island and Queens stations, are actually broadcasting News 12, New York 1, and CNN through their airwaves for most of the day just to give out emergency information. So there's a lot of different places where you can get news if you don't have access to a TV at this time or a smartphone. I am getting a call from somebody from the 585 area code, so I'm just going to take that call. You're on the Capicu show.
Hello.
Who's this?
Yeah, this is Falami.
This is who?
Falami.
Hey, how you doing, Falami? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from upstate New York.
Upstate New York? So what's going on with you, man? You have any resources that we could share with some of our people out here in New York and Jersey?
Actually, I was trying to figure out how to who to get in contact with, because I got a lot of people up here that's wanting to send stuff down. And I was wondering, you know, what kind of things are needed.
Well, yeah, right now I think the main thing is water, non-perishable foods, and a lot of cleaning supplies, you know, like gloves and things of that nature. I can give you two organizations that I know are like right in the trenches that are in people's homes, cleaning, fixing, clearing out debris. If you go to Facebook.com, you could search for Foxy Family, and that's a group run by Evelyn Torres, and they are they've been getting truckloads of stuff out to neighborhoods in need. They've been very active. They're a very big group. And then the second group that's been in Far Rockaway all day, one of the hardest hit areas out here, is the United Latino Professionals, Marcos Perez. I'm trying to see if I can get a number for you, a direct number. But the United Latino Professionals have been going back and forth from Queens to Queens, but you know, from Queens to Far Rockaway specifically to get stuff out there. And I'm trying to see if I can get
as well. Anything and everything.
What's the spelling on it? Foxy Family.
It's Foxy Family. Foxy Family.
Okay,
and then the second group, the group that I said is in Far Rockaway, is called the United Latino Professionals. Also a very, very big group. Mm-hmm.
Latino
Professionals.
Professionals.
And then one last organization I'm going to give you that's also hitting one of the other hardest hit areas in our area is GOLES. It's GOLES.org.
Yes. .org?
Yeah. GOLES.org. And that organization is right in the Lower East Side. They've been amazing. They were one of the first organizations that started transmitting pictures and information as soon as the Lower East Side rain stopped. They're the first organization that I saw in the trenches. You could contact them. There's ways to donate money directly through their website. And this is, again, a verified and trusted organization that we have a relationship with. So they are definitely out in the community taking care of business.
Okay, so these are grassroots organizations. Correct?
Yeah, these are exactly. What we said yesterday, if you listen to our podcast from yesterday, we did give information for the Red Cross, Salvation Army, and things of that nature. But we do also recognize that in some of our neighborhoods, those trucks haven't made it there on time, and there's been some criticism about that. So we're trying to direct.
Exactly.
The reason for this show is to direct resources to organizations that are really doing the work, that 100% of the resources are going to the people and nowhere else. So that's why we're giving you that information.
Those are the organizations that I'm looking for, because, like you said, the Red Cross and, you know, the big box people, they don't get to the community like that.
Well, I mean, this is a big problem, and it's a lot of areas, and I'm not sure what the criteria is for selection. You know, there's a lot of speculation on that. I'm not going to go there. I know that the Red Cross has helped me in the past. I just want to say that, you know what? Everybody do what you can, wherever you can. The purpose of Capicu Culture is to make sure that the people that are in our community, people that we know, our friends and family, get these resources as soon as possible where there are no services. And that's the stuff that Foxy Family, Latism, United Latino Professionals, Grito de Poetas, that's the stuff that they're doing. New York City Latinos, organizations like that, they're in the trenches, and they're helping the people that I guess the news cameras don't see. We're gonna keep broadcasting this information as much as possible.
I'm hearing stuff about I believe it's the South Shore or the North Shore. Like one of the shores is getting help and the other one's not. I'm not sure which one it is. Have you heard anything about that?
Not really, to be honest with you. I'll be honest with you. My team is not really focused on in that regard of like who's getting attention or not. We know that
right.
Where our family lives, where Capicu, you know, supporters live, we've gotten direct calls for help, and we've allocated organizations to those areas based on the need that our people have access for. Regardless of where the people are from, if they want to get in touch with us, I'm going to give out that information in a minute. These are different ways that you can get in touch with my team here at Capicu. On Twitter, it's Capicu Culture. And at Urban Hibaro, which is my Twitter handle, you could use any tag, tag any resources with the hashtag Radio Capicu. Our email address is radiocapicu@gmail.com. Our voicemail number, our community hotline, is 951-254-2276. Okay? Anybody who has an urgent request for assistance, this is anybody who knows Capicu, who's part of our family, who's involved with us in any way. If you have an immediate need that somebody needs, that I could get some resources to you, my personal cell phone is 516-690-7397. These are for individual issues. During our show right now, you can call in at 646-716-7745. And like I said, these are the resources. These resources are available on the front page of Sofrito for Your Soul. If you need the contact information, there's a big the featured post says Team Capicu is hosting emergency hurricane broadcast. That page has all this contact information I just given you. So you can go there and you can share that with your friends so that they can get in touch with us. So that we could try to allocate some services to you.
There's a couple of drop-off locations uptown, too, for uptown people. I just wanted to announce it really quick from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I believe it might be the last day tomorrow. I'm not sure. It says November 2nd to the 4th. Three drop-off locations uptown Manhattan is Dyckman Bar, which is 221 Dyckman Street. Then there's Apartment 78, which is 4455 Broadway. And then there's the Nail Lounge, which is 4752 Broadway. These are other drop-off locations uptown if you can't make it downtown.
Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I forgot the young man's name. Falima?
Falami,
I'm so sorry, man. I'm gonna put you on a brief hold. I'll put you on a brief hold, and we'll come back to you if we have anything, okay? We have another caller. I'm gonna take that call real quick, and then we can go back to your drop-off locations, okay?
Yeah, I'm done with that. I've got some other information for down below, but go ahead.
Okay, I have a caller from the 718 area code. Caller, you're on the air with the Capicu Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Papo.
Hey, Papo, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I'm really glad. I'm glad I'm listening to you guys to, put out all this information, and it's really important. I want people to understand how important it is. People are posting things online and they're not checking the sources, and I've been on it since yesterday telling people to check their sources, and the reason for that is because you actually are wasting valuable resources from other people because you're tying up lines if they're attached to numbers, or you're tying up emails if they're attached to emails. But I'll give you an example. Somebody posted on Instagram, I saw, right? It was a graphic of all of the fueling stations that are coming in to New York now in Long Island. They reposted it, though, with the wrong address on one of the locations, and somebody actually drove out on their, on, you know, on their gas tank being almost empty to the address, and guess what? It was a Conway, you know. So people have to be really verify the information and not just reposting blindly. And we're seeing a ton of that. I'm sure you guys are seeing tons of it as well. And,
well, actually, yesterday we put out information that we weren't, you know. And the thing is, you kind of you get caught up in the moment and just getting the information out. But, you know, that's completely shifted the way we did our research today. We did a lot more thorough research, which is why we have much less information today, but it's quality information. So it's a very good call out. And I thank you so much for hitting me up early this morning and putting that in our ear. It's important.
I had to do it because it is important because people are really like, you know, they're suffering behind it. You think you're going to get help because somebody put out some erroneous information. Unfortunately, times like this bring about the dark side of social media. And, for example, people were putting out pictures from, like, you remember that movie, The Day Before Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like an Armageddon-type movie. And they were putting movies like that which showed disasters in New York City, and they were saying that this was due to the hurricane, to Hurricane Sandy, and people were actually feeding on this. Now, you're doing things like that, and you're why would you create that kind of panic? You know, number one. Number two, if you want to talk about what's actually happening in New York, you don't need to kind of fall back on some dark image from a movie. They just need to look outside their windows. That, you know. So, I mean, I'm just calling for so that people understand that we need to be responsible for the information that we're putting out and or cite the information, cite the source so that the source is responsible for the information that we're putting out. So that,
absolutely.
You know, I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. You can hang out if you want. We have, I know Lisa has some more information that she wanted to put out, and I have a couple of things that I have to put out in a second. We appreciate it, Papa. I appreciate all the all the help you've been giving me on the back end in terms of getting research to me and everything.
No problem. I'm not gonna tie up the lines, but I'll be listening in.
All right.
Hello? All right, guys?
Thank you, Papa.
You got it, bye.
That's Papa Swiggity, the co-founder of Gapiku Culture, my partner in crime.
So the only thing that I really wanted to mention was something that was posted in the room. I just want to put it out there. There's a couple of things that were posted in the room. One, Dassel posted New York City Housing Authority distributing free food and water in the Lower East Side. 10th and D, Reese Community Center, 7th and D.
That's in front of my old building.
Medic, Rutgers, and Smith Development. So if you need food and water, you can go down there. And then George Acevedo posted something about some help for artists, galleries, and private collections and museums impacted by Hurricane Sandy. There's a link that I put up there. It's hyperallergic.com. And so there are photos here of some damages that were done and some information that you can obtain to, I guess, restore or get some help of some sort. There's some emergency response teams that are taking calls and information that can help out people who have suffered a great loss.
Absolutely. I'm just trying to go through here. Again, I want to just reiterate to everybody that disasterassistance.gov is probably the most valuable website that you need to look at this time. That has all the information for FEMA, all the official information for FEMA. If you get anything from anybody that says that FEMA is doing anything and it's not on that website, it's not happening. It's not true. Okay, so please verify. I saw even major news outlets putting out information that was not true. So we have to be careful with that. I'm pulling up one other thing here in a second, Bronx Storm Relief. Okay, we already talked about businesses in need of assistance. For people who want to contact the Red Cross in terms of getting shelter, you can call 877-733-2767. Also, there's a helpline from the New York State Homeland Security. That number is 888-769-7243 or Area code 518-485-1159. This is from the New York City Office of Emergency Management. They are coordinating emergency response and recovery in New York City. If you want more information about the OEM office in New York City, you can go to nyc.gov or call 311. And then there's also the Small Business Services providing assistance to small business owners. They can call 311 as well and just pick the small business prompt on the phone. Vanessa actually just hit me up in the chat room. She has a very good point. It's very important that we do as much as we can over the next 2 days in terms of any kind of relief efforts and getting people set up for a couple of days, because there is a potential for another storm. It may not be a hurricane storm, but considering what kind of condition many of the homes are in and people are in right now, it's going to affect relief efforts. It's a nor'easter that's supposed to be coming in sometime during Wednesday. So if I were you, you have smartphones, please download a weather app so you can stay posted. Also, there's a NYC Notify. I'm going to try to get that information for you in a second. Actually, Lisa, if you could look that up real quick. NYC Notify, they have a text message system where you could you register your cell phone and they update you on any type of emergencies that New York City has going on. That includes Amber Alerts, Silver Alerts, which are older people who are missing, any kind of emergency transit disruptions, health advisories, or weather advisories. So it's very, very valuable information to have. That's also the information that Vanessa gave us for New Jersey. They have something similar. I think it's on nixle.org. It's a similar type of situation where they give you text updates. It's a little annoying sometimes, but, you know, when you need it, it's there. So during this time, I think everybody should have it registered on their phone so they can keep abreast of the latest information.
Yeah, I got that NYC Notify. If you Google it, you'll find it very fast, NYC Notify. But if you go to the website, it's a funky web address. It's like A is an apple, the number is 858-NYC-Notify-NYC.gov, and then some other stuff there. You know, so you may want to go to the Google search, or you can actually call 311 to register. You can call 311 and register for Notify NYC.
Okay. I have Nessa back on the line. Nessa wanted to talk a little bit more about the weather advisory that we currently find ourselves under.
Okay, hey, I'm basically going to read parts of the article from NJ.com. This is part of their top stories. What they're saying is that the National Weather Service is becoming concerned about a very slow nor'easter. It could bring high winds, coastal flooding, heavy rains, and possibly inland snow to New Jersey. Obviously, that could disrupt recovery efforts, so basically, especially like in my household, we barely got affected, and yet we're still making sure to keep all of our supplies out because of this next coming storm. We're making sure that if we're running out of something, that we're replacing it. They're saying that it's not going to be anything like the hurricane, but at the same time, there will be heavy rain, strong winds, tidal flooding, and possibly some snow northwest. The winds could reach up to 50 miles an hour, which is enough to knock down trees and possibly lines, and buildings that are already compromised could be further damaged. So it's just important for people to understand, if you already don't have a lot when you're going out to get help, don't just get enough for now. Get a little more if you're not going to be able to replace things in case things get worse next week. If you already have a lot of supplies, keep your candles out, keep your flashlights out, keep your radios with the batteries out, because you may need them next week. And they're expecting the storm to come in the Tuesday to Thursday time frame. And their main concern is that it is going to be a slow-moving storm, so it could actually affect us for, like, a full 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, which is the last thing that we need right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. You know, we'll keep an eye on that. I'm sure that, you know, with again, if you need to stay posted on what we're doing in terms of information and whatnot, you can go and join the Got Be Cool Culture page on Facebook. That's probably the easiest way to get information, because you're not getting information just from me. You're getting information from a great team of people that work with Got Be Cool, and our community partners that are always sharing information with us. So that is an excellent source of information. There's also a page called Occupy Sandy Relief that I think was put together by Emma. a good friend of ours, Emma, from E2K Magazine, and that's another great resource for information on Hurricane Sandy relief. People are just dropping information in there as they go along. So Lisa, I just sent you a link. Did you get that up?
No, I didn't. I didn't see anything.
It's in the Facebook chat.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, can you just read that off, please, while I take care of something here?
Okay.
I'm waiting for more members of our team to call in. I'm waiting for. I know George Acevedo has been working in the Bronx for some of the small businesses, and some of the people over in the Bronx Borough President's office, and as well as Jaime Maestro, if they could just call in. You guys have the number at 646-716-7745. We want to hear from you firsthand to find out what it's like on that level. You know, what are the local politicians doing to make sure that these neighborhoods don't get forgotten and overseen, you know, from the perspective of, you know, getting the resources again to where they need to be in case for some reason they were overseen. So if you could just read that article off, that'd be awesome.
All right. So this is the How to Help Sandy Recovery, American Red Cross. And basically what it says here is the American Red Cross is seeking volunteers 16 or older to work 12-hour shifts at local New York City shelters. Need to be able to carry 50 pounds. There's a link to click on for more info and application. Let me see, a spokeswoman, a group, la la la, 100 volunteers a day, la la la, collecting non-perishable foods, cereal, canned foods, vegetables, peanut butter, water. They're asking for volunteers to register online. By Borough in Brooklyn, we have Bedford and Stuyvesant, and the places are Freebrook Academy, 375 Stuyvesant Avenue at Decatur Street is accepting donations. Their drive goes up until Monday, November 5th at 3 p.m. Residence is 136 Jefferson Avenue, Apartment 2, Fort Greene. Brooklyn Technical High School is looking for volunteers to help prepare and serve meals. They are also accepting donations of money and bagging clothing. Park Slope, Councilman Brad Lander says volunteers are needed at both the Park Slope Armory and 8th Avenue between 14th and 15th Streets and John Jay High School, 7th Avenue between 4th and 5th Street. He says you should be willing to put in 6 to 8 hour shifts. Kids cannot volunteer and should stay at home. And Park Slope Armory is an emergency shelter in need of volunteers and donations. Red Hook Recovers is connecting volunteers and givers in the Brooklyn neighborhood. The Red Hook Initiative is collecting toilet paper, water, candles, food, flashlights, cell phone chargers, batteries, power, paper towels, and paper for printers. Williamsburg, to make donations, go to 306 Leonard Street between Consulea, I think that's how it's said, and Metropolitan, Apartment J1. Contact Jennifer at 917-586-4153. House of Yes at 342 Mauger Street. I think that's how it's said. Contact Kay Burke at 525-217-7209. In Manhattan, Harlem, volunteering and donation. Residence 47 St. Nicholas Avenue, apartment 4Z, between 112th and 113th Street. 938 St. Nicholas Avenue, number 25, corner of 157th and St. Nicholas Avenue. On the Lower East Side, Lower East Side Recovers is an effort to match volunteers and givers with people who have needs in the Lower East Side, coordinated by the folks at Occupy NYC and community organizations on the ground. Drop-off locations for goods like clothing, batteries, food, and water is at, what is this, CAAAV 46 Hester Street. There's a number that you can call, 212-473-6485. Then there's the Bowery Mission, 45-51 Avenue D. The number is 212-777-3424. UWS, Brandeis High School on West 84th Street is in need of overnight volunteers. Organizing food drives for the Educational Alliance, Jewish Social Service Agency. They're asking for bottled water, non-perishable, kosher food, toiletries, batteries, radios, and blankets. Donations can be dropped off at 88th Street Sanctuary at 257 West 88th Street.
All right, cool. We got Georgie Acevedo on the phone right now, and Georgie just called in. He's part of our Team Capicu team. Georgie, you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, sir?
All right, Papa. Wishing we didn't have to have this discussion, but it is what it is, and we're going to work to alleviate it as much as possible.
So what's going on about you? I know you've been working out there with the small businesses and whatnot, which is what you do.
Yeah, again, because of the emergency and everything, there are some loan programs that SBA has, which my understanding, I spoke to Marcia Cameron, my boss, this morning, there may be some additional funding coming in for more aggressive programming, but we'll know probably Monday or Tuesday of this week coming up. Basically, it's what is on the FEMA website, which I know you made reference to earlier. I also sent you a link for artists, primarily visual artists, assistance that's available to them and so forth. Basically, businesses will have to go through their insurance company. FEMA will have some loan programs. Again, if the business is up on its feet and it's financially secure, has good credit, it'll make it a lot easier. If it has credit issues, it's going to be a lot more problematic.
Okay, awesome. And if anybody needs to reach the SBA, is the SBA taking direct calls or we're going through FEMA? Everything's going through FEMA.
I have a feeling everything will have to go through FEMA at some point. I mean, you can call the local Small Business Development Center, the Women's Business Resource Centers. In the Bronx, you have BODC and SOBRO, and we can all walk you through the process, hold your hand, make sure that all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, but eventually everything has to go to FEMA. I would suggest that if it is all possible that you work with a Small Business Development Center or Women's Business Resource Center or one of the, most of the boroughs have economic development corporations, because they very often know what needs to be put into the application to facilitate it. Very often, and I have a feeling this is what's going to happen here, is that if it comes from a Women's Business Resource Center or from a Small Business Development Center, it'll probably be fast-tracked a lot quicker than if you went online and filled out the application yourself.
Yeah, because it'll be the confianza that they touch somebody professional and it'll
yep,
move along.
Exactly.
And from what I understand, the relief for businesses, for small businesses, is up to $2 million, correct?
Yeah. And all the elected officials, again, if you don't want to go to, a Small Business Development Center, you can go to your elected officials. They'll probably send you to a Small Business Development Center or a Women's Resource Center. At least in the Bronx, all the elected seem to have stepped up to try and get activity going in a positive direction. Fernando Cabrera has been very active with the Kingsbridge Armory, with the collecting food and clothing and so forth. Jimmy Vackers had his office opened up. Jeff Klein, Marco Crespo, they're all stepping up. They're all doing what has to be done. They're all trying to get the information out there. So it's positive that way. Again, we just wish we didn't have to do it under these circumstances.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Georgie. I'm not sure if you're on a computer. Do you want to stay on hold so you can listen to the rest of the broadcast?
I have my computer on downstairs. I'm calling you from upstairs, so I'll hang up with you and I'll get back on the computer. All
not
right,
a
bye
problem.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care. God bless. Bye bye.
All right. So now we have La Sensación, who obviously is my co-host here at the radio show. Senta.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up? How you doing? How you holding up over there?
We're good. We're blessed. We're good. We're trying to move forward and help everyone as much as possible. So I'm not sure if you were able to share some of the links that I had as far as drop-off locations and resources for parents with children who are looking to volunteer. A lot of these places are asking for adult volunteers, but I was able to find Time Out New York Kids. Was able to list a lot of locations that are asking for families, not only to volunteer, but similar to what the Red Cross is doing, to the listener that we had on yesterday sharing about family activities.
Absolutely.
For victims, because, you know, kids do have to still be kids. You know, educate them on what's going on and to remain strong, but also we don't want to take away their childhood. Because of what's going on. So on that website, there are various activities going on. I believe that there's a lot of fees that are being waived, you know, vouchers that are given, and some museums and different locations around the city that are allowing families and victims to bring their children there, you know, just for a few hours of relief and to allow them to do, you know, family fun things for a little bit.
Absolutely, and actually, Nassau County did the same thing today. Our county executive actually had a big Halloween party for some of the local kids who unfortunately couldn't celebrate Halloween, but it was a great event over here at our Mineola offices in Nassau County. So big shouts to him. How's everything on a personal front, family, friends?
Thankfully, everyone is getting back on track. I believe just about everyone on Staten Island, my family on Staten Island and Long Island, has regained power, with the exception of a few. But, you know, the basic needs are there, and that's really what we're grateful for at this point. I have had some people that have been volunteering out in Midland Beach on Staten Island. And unfortunately, you know, the death rate is going up, and there's more people being found, and it's really, really intense stuff. But again, we have to do what we can to come together. I mean, the one thing I've seen is a lot of times people, you know, stand out like the forgotten borough, what they like to say. But the unity that I've seen, you know, within social media and just on the forefront on the islands has been amazing. So I just want to shout out everyone who has been doing what they had to do on a small level, on a larger level, and just coming together and really seeing that the residents are getting their needs met and everything. So
okay. You there, Zenza?
I'm here. I'm
hello?
Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where George went, but
I'm here right now. I was in the back room real quick, just pulling. We have Peach on the line as well, and he's going to give us some updates from NYC Latinos in the New Eurekan Poets Cafe, who have been working on the Lower East Side. So, Senza, are you hanging out, or you going to stay on the air? Or?
I'm hanging out. I'm trying to get some more resources as we talk. Again, I know I sent you some resources. I'm not sure if you had put them on the air yet.
I believe that everything you sent us, we already went through. But I'll double check
great.
That.
Great. I just want to reiterate there's two main drop-off locations up in Uptown at Nail Lounge, who I got in contact with the owner, and they're still collecting donations up until tomorrow from 10 to 7.
Right.
And then a Suavemente Barbershop in Staten Island and Portsmouth Avenue. They're also taking donations. So just want to encourage everyone just to go ahead and donate the clothing and the non-perishable foods and everything.
On that note, I just want to let you know that our good friend, the crowd mover, L. Boogs from MTV Hot 97, Got together with Voto Latino and a couple of local bars that he does on a regular basis, lounges. Dykeman Bar, the Nail Lounge, and Apartment 78 uptown are all collecting, you know, non-perishables, water, et cetera, for Hurricane Sandy. It's the Uptown Relief Efforts. They're doing it from 12 to 7 for the today and tomorrow. So today's done. So tomorrow's the last day for you to hit up the Dykeman Bar at 221 Dykeman Street in New York City, Apartment 78, which is 4455 Broadway, and the Nail Lounge, which is 4752 Broadway. Three local businesses in the Uptown area that our Latinos support are supporting us now. So make sure you hit them up. If you want more information, go to VotoLatinoHot97.com or hit up L Boogs on Facebook. All right? We have Peach on the line. Peach, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on? How's everybody? I hope everybody is doing, you know, blessed, and, you know, everybody's family is hanging in there, you know, one day at a time.
Dude, if we're here, we're good.
That's what's up.
If we're here to do this, we're good. So,
No, I feel you, definitely.
I know that you've been I've been following your tweets and your Facebook statuses. I know you've been out and about.
I've been definitely all over the place. Latinos NYC right now, we are technically a little bit displaced because normally we work out of the Lower East Side, but because it took so long for us to get involved, actually back into Lower East Side, there was so many people that weren't allowed in. You know, thankfully with the luxury of my badge, I was able to go check it out. And, you know, slowly but surely it's coming back. I've been in contact with John Chance Acevedo, Raul Cabrios, and I've just been partnering with any type of organizations that, you know, we can kind of really get efforts off and running. So right now I'm representing Latinos NYC in partnership with an organization called Foxy Family Organization, which is run by Evelyn Torres and Miriam Quinn, and it's technically our base right now is at the corner of 181st Street and 3rd Avenue, right across from St. Barnabas Hospital, and it's just basically, you know, we're collecting what we can to give out. You know, everyone is kind of doing their own organizations for their home base. Brooklyn has things going on. I know that Ralphie Tattoo and everyone is taking care of the Gowanus houses, and they're doing what they have to. So we have a couple spots here in the Bronx that, you know, really have been devastated, such as City Island and Harding Place. So today from 12 to 6 p.m. and also tomorrow as well, you know, we've been collecting canned food, water, diapers, blankets, lightly used clothes, and any type of donation anyone would like to make. You know, if they want to reach out to me, you know, they can just reach me at Facebook at James Peach McClory or jampeach.aol.com and just reach out to me, and I'll be able to focus their efforts tomorrow. We're going out, and we're actually going to be distributing everything that we received today. And the response was overwhelming. I mean, literally, it took me about 4 to 5 hours to disseminate all the clothing and the food and the toys and everything that people came by. And George and everybody at Capicu, I have nothing but kudos for you guys for disseminating all this information, because there's people who had no idea who we were but was actually listening to your blog talk last night, and they came by and they said, you know, we heard that there was a spot in the Bronx that we could drop off. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing how, you know, we're all coming together and just trying to help everyone out. But tomorrow we're going to be meeting approximately around 12 to 1 o'clock at the same address, which is 4432 3rd Avenue in the Bronx. It's on the corner of 181st Street. It's right across from St. Barnabas Hospital. If you don't have anything to donate and you just have a car with gas and you're willing to come and contribute, please come speak to Evelyn or Miriam or myself. And we're just looking to give back, man. You know, every family that we can, like, change their perspective and everything is a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Peach, do me a favor. Give Evelyn my contact information. so we can connect, because we've been actually promoting all the events that Foxy's been doing over the last 2 days. So just let Foxy know that we want to just get a direct line of communication open with them, because I try to reach out a couple of times, and I don't think I have the right
info. I actually spoke with them today earlier, and I conveyed all the information that you and I kind of had going back and forth behind the scenes, and they were enthralled by the fact that, you know, Capicu was, you know, jumping and on the bandwagon, you know, of promoting, you know, this is not like a Brooklyn thing or a Bronx thing. This is New York.
It's a human thing.
Absolutely. So she told me that they were going to get in contact with George, and any information that I could get to pass along to them. So definitely within the next couple of days, you know, we should be able to formulate something so that there's a constant flow of communication between all the organizations. And then hopefully somewhere down the line we'll be able to, you know, put everything together and have one really, really big fundraiser for anybody who's left out or anyone who's still left suffering, because the ramifications of the storm is going to be ongoing.
Absolutely. You know what? I have another caller in from the small business sector. I got Marsha on the phone. Thank you, Peach, so much for your help.
Anytime, my brother. Yo, God bless everybody. And, you know, each one teach one. That's all it takes.
Yep. We'll talk in the morning, all right?
All right. Take care, George.
We love Bye-bye. You, Peach.
Love
Thank
you, Lisa.
You.
So that's Peach the poet. Marsha, you're on the phone?
Yes, I am, George.
Hi, Marsha. So, Marsha, just real quick, tell people who you are and who you represent, and I know that you have great information for us.
Sure. My name is Marsha Cameron. I'm the director of the Bronx Humane Business Resource Center, and we're funded partly by the Small Business Administration. I was actually, and first I have to say my condolences to anyone who's been affected by Hurricane Sandy. I was on a conference call this afternoon with the SBA Administrator Karen Mills and Beth Zimmerman, who's the FEMA Deputy Associate Administrator, and they discussed some information that I just posted on Facebook, and so someone reached out to me and said, why not give George a call, because this is information that would be relevant for a lot of people out there.
Absolutely.
And so it's really about you. People have to go to FEMA.gov and register their whatever has affected them, whether it's your homeowners or whether it's for your business. Now, it can be, if it's for your business, it could be something that physically happened, or it could be because of the community or the area that you're in. In addition to that, once you register at FEMA, and I'm not sure if you've given that number out, but the number is 1-800-321-3362. The number again is 1-800-321-3362. Your information automatically gets sent over to SBA. And there are various centers, such as the Small Business Development Center, there is CORE, and there's the Women's Business Resource Center. And so if you need to apply for a loan, they're suggesting that you visit one of them. You don't necessarily have to. You can go to www.sba.gov, and you can start the loan process there. So for anyone who is affected, I suggest that you reach out, you start the loan process. There are no grants available. The interest rate of the loans are approximately 4% at this point.
So that's lower than usual, am I right?
It is. It really is. I mean, normally, you know, depending on the risk involved, you're looking minimum around 7%. So that's really real. I mean, and they're doing this again because of what has happened. This is a disaster preparedness. Another thing that they're doing is to create recovery centers. So there should be one opening on Tuesday at 9 Bond Street in Brooklyn. Again, that's 9 Bond Street in Brooklyn on Tuesday. And there should be another one in Staten Island at the Small Business Development Center there.
Okay. Marsha, I'm sorry. Can I just put that on hold? Because I'm getting something a little urgent here that needs to go out right away. Jessica Taylor just sent us information. If anyone in Rockaway still needs water pumped out of their home before the storm hits, her family has several industrial pumps, and they want to help you for free. Do not pay any company thousands of dollars to do so. Text 347-236-6858 with a name and address. Right now, we have nowhere to go, so please tell us who needs it. Share this with your neighbors or text us. So this is only in the Rockaway area. If you have somebody or if you know somebody that needs water pumped out of their home, have them text 347-236-6858 with your name and address. They'll contact you, and hopefully they'll be able to help you out and save you a lot of money, especially with this, you know, again, this another storm is coming. So, you know, very important that we, you know, that we get this information out. Again, it's Jessica Taylor, 347-236-6858. She's willing to pump water out of your house with industrial pumps that her family owns for free. This is beautiful. Thank you so much, Jessica, for sharing that information. All right, Marcia, you can go ahead now. I'm sorry.
That's important. I mean, if you can get that done for free, and that's so gracious of her to do something like that. I just want to wrap up real fast. The loan application itself has been streamlined, and it's now just 3 pages. Assistance will be available for clients who speak other languages. And I just like to wrap up by saying, you know, we at the Bronx Women's Business Resource Center, we are available to assist you if you need help in filling out the loan application.
I am listening. I'm sorry. I am actually sending that information to somebody who I think needs that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're here. Actually, Lisa, take over from me for a second. I have to jump off and talk to somebody on the back end.
Okay.
This
sorry
is George.
I had to run back to the room. Hi.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us that information. I'm sorry, I have a mouthful of food. Caught me off guard. I didn't know if he mentioned this before. Probably not. I know that yesterday we were talking about blood banks and some of the cancellations for the drives that are around, but there's been an update, a press release on nybloodcenter.org. So if you log into nybloodcenter.org, there is a press release, and they're saying in the aftermath of Sandy, the majority of regularly scheduled blood drives have been canceled. We have, however, scheduled numerous emergency drives and deeply appreciate the support of the organizations and venues that are hosting these drives. There is a list of places with addresses and time for one to go ahead and make arrangements to go and donate.
Okay, real quick, I'm sorry. I have another urgent request. I'm sorry. In the Rockaways, tomorrow at noon, at Caribe Country Club Caterers will be serving hot food on the corner of 141st Street and Newport. They're a Latino catering company based in Rockaway. They're going to be serving food, hot food, for anybody who is displaced or needs, you know, any first responder that's hungry on 141st Street and Newport. That information came to us from Occupy Sandy Relief NYC on Facebook. And Lisa, whenever you're done with this update, I have somebody from ULP on the line.
Okay. No, you were talking about that they were serving food. I know that the IHOP is also. You may want to. That's just off the top of my head. I know that IHOP is giving free food. They're serving free food for children between
yes.
4 and 10. I think it is. I'm not sure if that's every IHOP or just participating in different areas. You can go online and check or call. I'll put out some more information as soon as I pull it up.
Yep.
You said you have somebody waiting online?
Yeah, we have Andrea. Andrea is one of the people from United Latino Professionals, an organization that we recently connected with. We've been supporting each other's events and whatnot. Obviously, during this crisis, since yesterday, we've been promoting a lot of different initiatives that I and Marco Perez have been heading up, specifically in the Rockaways, where it's very well needed. Andrea, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I know that we've been talking about some of the stuff that you're doing, but I'm sure that we're not doing it justice as somebody that from ULP could possibly convey it to the people. So if you could just give us a kind of an overview of what you guys are working on right now and where your base of operations is, that would be very helpful.
Sure. So we ended up setting up shop at Beach 42nd Street and, Beach Channel Drive.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yep. I know it well.
It's by a church, and I forget, the Gospel Church.
Yep, it's not far. It's not far by. It's not far from Arvin by the Sea, the new development that's there. Yep.
Yes, and we set up shop there, and it's really heartbreaking to see what these people are going through. There's no power right now. It's been a cold day. It's freezing. It's very windy out there, and it's horrible to see all the destruction and the devastation that's been going on. And so we set up shop, and a lot of the volunteers brought out donations of blankets. They're in need of a lot of socks, things to keep people warm, thermals, hats, gloves, non-perishable food items, a lot of batteries and flashlights they're requesting because they have no light. C&D batteries are very helpful. So anything that can help these people would be very much appreciated. We'll be there tomorrow at between 10 and 11. We're going to be there all day until about 5, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And, if you can come out with a smile and help us out, we really appreciate it. There's a lot of need. And we're trying to also set up other locations because along the Rockaways there's so much need.
Yep, and I actually have an update that came through ULP just now from somebody named Carlo. Carlo? There's an info update for tomorrow on November 4th. They're going to help the Rockaways in Coney Island. There's going to be buses and coordination of volunteer opportunities for Coney Island and the Rockaways. They're running buses to each location, leaving at 9 a.m., and their goal is to run one bus from Grand Central Station and one from Barclays Center in Brooklyn. In order to ensure that we have enough volunteers and buses, please RSVP to sandyrelief@council.nyc.gov. So this is obviously being helped, being led by City Council.
Can I give out the phone number?
I have it right here. Katie Cody, 646-279-1692, or Dave Priston at 917-921-0101. Again, that's Katie Cody at 646-279-1692, or Dave Priston at 917-921-0101. So this is obviously a very well-organized initiative on behalf of the City Council and ULP. They'll be able to take you safely to and from other locations, so you don't have to take your personal vehicle. But there are also some tips here from Norma Solarte on, for you to go out to the Rockaways or to Coney Island to help out. There's some volunteer tips that they have here. Dress warm. Make sure you bring a backpack to keep your things. Sunglasses to cover your eyes from sand that's blowing around. Hand wipes and sanitizer is a must. Tissues and comfortable shoes. Hats and gloves. If you have a snack or sandwich, that'll obviously, help you out to keep you going throughout the day. And make sure you turn off your cell phone to save your battery while you're working. Please, smile when you go around and you meet some of the people in the community. Make sure that you ask them how they're doing. Just have a very positive outlook because they need to see that from you. They need to reflect, positive energy from you. Lisa, I'm going to step off again. I'm sorry. I have a couple of calls on the background. You can continue talking to Andrea in the meantime, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you, Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Sure, thanks. Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm all right, I was one of the ones that was, I live on the Lower East Side, so I had to find refuge up in the Bronx, but we've got our power back in.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out yesterday and the day before where we were going to go volunteer, and we were actually going to the Lower East Side, but being that we were in Queens logistically with, gas and train-wise, it was just better for us to go to the Rockaways. And a lot of us have cars, but
bad.
We couldn't get anywhere because we have no gas.
it's
been crazy.
Bad. I had a group of people from the Bronx headed up there. They were collecting all sorts of donations of, like food and coats and whatever it was, and they went up to the Rockaways to go and help out there. It's just insane. There are a lot of little groups around that are just surfacing, that are really coming together, and it's amazing. I don't know if he mentioned, I know that he mentioned something about warming centers and earlier in tonight's broadcast. I just wanted to mention quickly the different warming centers that are open right now for, let's say, the Bronx area, Bronx House Senior Center, 990 Pelham Parkway South,
Rain Boston East at 3450 Boston Road.
Hold on one second. I'm just writing that down. Bronx
Actually,
Women's Center?
Okay. I'm going to send that to you now. I'll send it to you now, Andrea.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at nyc.gov. You can find it at nyc.gov. So there are different locations. I'm just spitting it out there real quick. Council Center for Senior Citizens, Lenox Hill, Innovative Senior Center, Lenox Hill Street, St. Peter's, Manhattan. We have the Project Find Woodstock Senior Center. We have in Queens, we have the Bayside Senior Center, a lot of the senior centers. Staten Island, the Senior Guild's luncheon program, 120 Anderson Avenue. There's times, days, for the hours that these places are open. Again, it's at nyc.gov. Look, do a search for warming centers and you'll find the information. It's updated there. And, yeah, that's that.
Okay. Andrea, one last thing. Do you have any more contact information for United Latino Professionals? For people who want to contact you directly to coordinate?
You can contact me. I'll give you my number. It's 646-303-2200. You can contact me tonight or tomorrow. I'll try to keep my battery going.
Okay, that's
so
awesome.
So we can coordinate efforts.
Andrea, thank you so much. We're going to – you know what? I said in the beginning of the broadcast that we may not be on tomorrow, but – based on the fact that most of the collection times that we've given out for a lot of volunteer efforts end today, I think it's going to be necessary for us to come back on tomorrow to kind of lead into the week before the weather gets bad. So we will be
okay.
Back on here tomorrow at 8 o'clock again. If you could have somebody from ULP call in and give us an update on what's going on, that'd be awesome.
8 p.m.?
8 p.m.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do that.
Thank you so much,
Thank
okay?
Thank you so much. Thank
Take
you.
Take care.
Okay. Good night.
So, Lisa, it wouldn't be complete if we didn't get one of our other Team Capicu members on the board. We have Jaime Maestro, who's been up and around the Westchester and Bronx area all day. What's going on, my brother?
Well, right now, it's crazy as far as the gas situation. Gas is like people are waiting, parking their trucks at the gas stations along Willis Bridge Road, Morris Park area, and literally waiting overnight to see if a truck pulls up, which unfortunately nothing's pulled up yet. They're expecting trucks and gas available between tonight and tomorrow, depending on whether or not the barges actually make it to port now that a couple of things have, some of the red tape has been eliminated as far as getting barges and the gas lines flowing again, which was the main problem because it was the... Once they closed out the ports to Coast Guard, that automatically stopped the major flow as it wasn't compromised enough with the lack of electricity and all that for these facilities, which now are all flowing again, but it's just a matter of getting it here. Supposedly, trucks are going to be arriving between tonight and tomorrow. And that's been a major problem. And I'm glad that Lisa Boricua Gaddis has touched on the warming centers. As far as the Bronx, there are quite a few, and like she said, you can find it at New York City Gov. In the Pelham Parkway area, Bronx House is open, the Rain, Boston East,
yep.
On Boston Road, the Riverdale Y, a lot of places. Also, I don't know if you guys spoke on it earlier, but anybody who's also needing shelter still and hasn't been able to find a local shelter to go into, they can go into Lehman College, who is providing shelter for anyone who can't find. And, of course, Lehman College is at 250 Bedford Boulevard in the West Bronx, off the number 4 train,
just
literally walking.
I just want to say, worst-case scenarios as in regards to shelters, worst-case scenario, you can go to any of your local hospitals, walk into the emergency room,
absolutely.
And they'll provide you with information on where you can actually go. You can also walk into any police department, go into police stations. They have information on where these places are located so that you can go and seek refuge.
Yep, police precincts, and also if you see any local schools that are open. The reason why the kids can't really get back to the school in some cases is because people are actually staying in the gymnasiums and the lunchrooms of the schools. They're designated as fallout shelters from way back in the days when we thought we were going to get bombed by nukes. So a lot of the schools are actually fallout shelters, so a lot of those schools are makeshift shelters as well. But the precinct and the hospital are always your best bet. In terms of that information. Jaime, I know you sent us some really valuable information about from the Bronx Borough President. We covered that earlier today. Is the Bronx Borough President out and about? Is he out there and getting things done?
From what I've been able to pick up off radio, because I don't have TV yet, he seems to be out and about in a big sense, more than usual. And he's been having a lot of meetings with a lot of people locally, some of the local congressmen, some of the representatives and stuff like that. And I have seen him over this way by Westchester Square. I've also seen him down by 3rd Avenue near the 42nd Precinct area. So he's getting involved. And
that's awesome.
I think he's making a serious effort to coordinate a lot of things because the city is coming together in its typical New York form, you know, I mean, especially Latinos, we look out for each other in many ways and in every way that we can. And some people, like my mother, for example, they believe in that old school. They're always prepared for disasters. They have canned foods, like, for 6 months in advance. And now when disasters actually do hit, that's actually been one of my biggest sources to get canned foods and non-perishables and stuff like that. As donations to give to other people, and that's what I've been actually trying to do today, between taking care of some issues that she has and that I've had, to collect stuff to deliver to places tomorrow. Because I also have my youngest daughter, who I want to take with me in an effort to teach her what it is to be involved with community and what you need to do when hard times like this hit. That we should be there for each other, and this is the true meaning of community, and I want her to learn that while she's 8 years old so that she can carry on that and expand on that as she gets older.
Absolutely. Do you have any other updates?
Actually, there's supposed to be a food distribution in Harding Park tomorrow by Goya Foods and Salsa Catering. I don't know if you touched on that.
No, we didn't, actually.
That's supposed to be... Yeah, this is going to be on Goya Foods and Salsa Catering will be providing 500 meals to the residents of Harding Park beginning tomorrow morning. And also, I think Acevedo touched on the FEMA issue, and that actually starts tomorrow at a mobile center, assistance center. They set up in Edgewater Park, which has been hit pretty hard. They're very low-level water areas over there, and they're having a mobile assistance center that's opening up tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning and will be operating till 8 p.m., and that's going to be on site for at least 2 weeks. However, it is recommended that you call FEMA first to register for assistance before you go to the mobile center.
That's correct.
And there will also be people there. Yeah.
We're going to be posting information on actually the Bronx Borough President document that you sent us actually has the information that you need for the FEMA Mobile Center already in the document. So we're going to share that in a few minutes on the links as well. Real quick, I have another urgent request here. We need 25 volunteers for a soup kitchen in 3 locations in the Lower East Side tomorrow, November 4th, for the Smith Houses, 10 volunteers for Vladedek Houses, and 525 FDR Drive. We need 5 volunteers. They're going to be meeting there at 8 a.m. to 8:30, the person that's in charge of that is Deya Diaz. That's D-E-Y-A Diaz. They don't have a phone number here, but if you go to Smith Houses, I'm sure that at 8 o'clock in the morning they'll be there, and they need some help. So anybody in the Lower East Side that's willing to help out for a couple of hours in the morning, information, you can go down there and they can guide you. And you know what, if you go there and they have so many volunteers, I'm pretty sure that if you walk a block in any direction, you'll find a place that needs help.
Yep, and And actually, you know what? That's a good point. And for those of us who are people of deep faith, which we all need to be at this time, I believe that God would not be mad at anyone for missing church tomorrow if they turn that around to dedicating that time to helping someone else in a soup kitchen or something like that.
Actually, you know, and on that, I'm sorry, real quick. On that note, also, Jennifer Vanessa, who couldn't be on the phone tonight, she's actually researching and she's creating a little small network of local churches, Pentecostal and Christian churches, that are doing already some initiatives and stuff. And she should have that information for us by tomorrow morning, so we could disseminate to everybody. So for people who are looking for religious services, for religious counsel, that you just need somebody to talk to, that's of the same cultural and the same faith as them. We'll have that information for you as well. And then I have another update from Nessa in a couple of minutes after you're done, Jaime.
Okay, yeah, before I talk, I just want to say that I want to stress the importance more than anything right now. Although there are a lot of people that are hungry, but I think there's a huge importance to be put onto clothing, warm clothing, because as the temperature's starting to drop, and it's expected to drop substantially in the next couple of days, we have to remember that there's a lot of people, a huge amount of people, that have nothing, literally nothing to put on. And a T-shirt isn't going to help in 30 degrees. So we need to get fleeces out there, jackets, leather jackets, wool jackets, any kind of coat, any kind of wear that you can donate. You know, great condition, fine. But if not, you know what, even if it's not in the best conditions, if it's warm, pass it on. Because at this point, we need everything that we can get.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Our prayers are with everyone, and of course, Kapi Kua was at the forefront as far as the community, and this is what community is all about. So we'll keep praying and we'll keep doing what we need to do, Papi.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on the air with us. We'll talk offline about
yes,
tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You gotta care.
All right, so I'm going to bring Nessa back on the phone because one of the things that we didn't talk about, and this is, you know, this is real life we're talking about here, so we can't beat around the bush, is that during these times when there's a lot of stress and everything, the problems that exist before hurricanes and other natural disasters exist afterwards, and sometimes they're amplified by the stress. So Vanessa wants to talk a little bit about the domestic violence, sex, and obviously suicide hotlines that are available to people who have pre-existing conditions in that realm. So, Vanessa, you there?
Hi, I'm here. So thank you so much for giving that a little time. Definitely, like you said, because other pre-existing conditions or situations are occurring, and also because disasters like this can really exacerbate a situation. So for the National Domestic Violence Hotline, the website is www.thehotline.org. The phone number is 1-800-799-7233. For TTY, it's 1-800-787-3224. That's for people who are deaf or hard of hearing. National Domestic Violence Hotline can speak to you directly, and they can also connect you to any hotline that's specific to your state or even to your local county. And the same goes for all of the hotlines. The National Suicide Hotline, I have two numbers. The first one is 1-800-784-2433. The second one is 1-800-273-8255. And the National Sexual Assault Hotline is 1-800-656-4673. So if anyone is experiencing any of these type of crises, they could definitely go to these hotlines. And also for New Jersey, if you go to 211.org, I'm sorry,
yeah, you're good. Did we lose her? Yeah, we lost her. I'm sorry. Nessa's call dropped. She said 211.org. She should be back on in a second. But, yeah, again, that's really important information because those conditions are pre-existing, and that's not going to go away because we had a bad storm. These are things that actually tend to get worse when there's added stress with a situation like this. So, very good information that Vanessa is bringing up, something I didn't even think about, to be honest with you. So, you know, that's why we have a team, you know, to make it happen. Lisa, you're still there? You with me?
Yes, I am. I'm just kind of posting the information that we've been sharing onto my own profile.
Yeah, I know. I see that. I see you sharing that. Make sure you put some of that stuff in the Kapi Kua Culture page as well, because that's the main repository. We just got Vanessa back on, and she was about to say 201.org, and that's where we left off.
Oh, so you got all of the hotlines.
Yeah, we did get it. We got all the hotlines. 211.org was the last thing you said before you went to the bye-bye land.
Oh, wonderful, because I didn't realize I had cut off. Well, NJ211.org, which you can dial 211, or you can dial 877-652-1148. They have a section also for mental health. On this, they have a link on the bottom for Sandy Relief, and when you click on that link and you go to the sidebar, you'll see something for mental health in case you have a situation that's outside of these hotlines, but you're looking to speak to someone.
Awesome. And I'm just sending an emergency text to somebody because this is not a regular broadcast, so we have to take this information in. Again, team, I know I said in the beginning of the show that I didn't think we were going to have another show, but judging by the information that we got today and being the fact that most...
Thank you so much for that.
Being the fact that most of the... the information that we have about collections and everything, they only gave us dates up until Sunday. It looks like we're going to have to come back tomorrow and regroup. I'm not going to be available for most of the day because I'm going to have to take care of work. I have to be at work and take care of the emergency situation on that end. So I won't be reachable for most of the day. But if you guys could just, you know, collect the information for the show, that would be awesome. That would really help out a lot. Do you have anything else, Lisa?
No. Sorry, I don't. I'm just kind of going through the blood banks right now and posting that information on my wall. And I'm looking at my Twitter because I know people are tweeting like crazy, so I'm just trying to find some additional information. And I'm just really coming across a lot of Con Ed and MTA information.
Okay. So, keep in mind, this broadcast is for... I'm sorry. Is that you, Nessa?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
Okay, she's been asked. real quick, I just want to let everybody know that even though we're doing the broadcast is for general information. This is general information that we're giving you of things that are happening, people that we're connected to, our community partners, things that they're doing. We are offering personal services. We're opening our doors to be able to get you resources that we have access to, that we know that we have access to. So we want to give you that contact information once more. If you're emailing us, you can email us at radiocapicu@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can hit us up at Capicu Culture or at Urban Jibaro on Twitter. You could always put the hashtag radiocapicu so that we know what you're referencing. Our emergency community hotline is 951-254-2276. That's 951-254-2276. If you have an urgent request for personal assistance, you need something in an emergency and you need a resource right away, give me a call on my personal cell phone. That number is 516-690-7397. I will do my best to try to find a resource or get you or point you in the right direction. And then also tomorrow we'll be here at 8 o'clock again if you want to call in. That number is 646-716-7745. You could just come down to the main site, which is blogtalkradio.com/radiocapicu. You could download today's show and yesterday's show and get that information that we've been posting and everything. And we will be posting, you know, obviously the links individually on Capicu Culture so you could share on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and et cetera. You know, any way that you can, any through any network that you're involved with. We really thank you for your time and attention. Marsha, so much. Thank you so much. Marsha actually left before she can give all her contact information. So, again, Marsha Cameron works with George Acevedo, and she's the director of the Bronx Women's Business Resource Center. That's located on 2488 Grand Concourse, Suite 321 in Bronx, New York, 10458. The number there is 718-933-7479. Her cell number is 914-500-9772, and her email address is mcameron, that's mcameron, at bronxwbc.org. And the website, obviously, is bronxwbc.org. So if you have any questions about small businesses, specifically related to the hurricane disaster, you could contact Marsha Cameron or George Acevedo over at the Bronx Women's Business Center, and they'll be more than happy to help you out with that. They are very knowledgeable folks. They do a lot of community work on a regular basis, and we thank them for their partnership. I want to thank everybody who called in today. It's too many people to name. You know who you are. We thank you. God bless you for participating, for being part of this this very important broadcast. I let you know now that this broadcast is being downloaded by the hundreds every hour. So people are listening to this broadcast even though they're not participating live. People are just coming home from volunteer efforts, and I know they're listening to it because I'm looking at the numbers as they go up. Please make sure you promote it. Let people know that they could download this this information directly on the website. It'll be the featured podcast. Anything that says Hurricane Sandy will be these broadcasts that we have, and they're dated, so you know which one is the most recent. This is the one that we're going to be promoting tonight, obviously, because it's the most recent with the most updated information. George Acevedo just gave me his email. Anybody who wants information from George Acevedo, it's his email address is That's Vanessa Acevedo. Vanessa Acevedo said vacevedo14@yahoo.com if you want to contact her directly about anything having to do with New Jersey, specifically the hotlines that she gave out. If you have any questions, she works in the social work realm, so she would be more than happy to point you in the right direction and be a resource and a blessing to you. Again, her email is vacevedo14@yahoo.com. So tomorrow we are... No, that was Vanessa. Vanessa is Acevedo as well.
Oh.
So when I saw Acevedo, I thought it was, I thought it was her. Our prayers go out to Jennifer Vanessa, who's doing God's work in the community. She couldn't be with us here tonight, but she is actually helping out in her local community in Queens with her church. So we thank her for her partnership. She's been a big help behind the scenes as well in terms of helping us out with everything here. I'm tapped out. I need to get some rest. I haven't slept in 2 days. I really do appreciate everybody's partnership. We will have plenty of time for recognition once the people's needs have been met. I promise you that I will reach out to everybody personally and thank you. But right now, I just wanted to say goodnight, and we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. If you need to reach us, you have the information. If for some reason you didn't get the information, you can go to sofritoforyoursoul.com, and there is a blog post there with all the contact information that we just broadcasted. Thank you all, and I guess have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, and we know we can't leave without the with the infamous.
Coffee!
Ah!